Hi, it's Mac, it's McColgan here, and this is my audio for day 5 of the February 2016 Community Challenge on Audioboom. Wait a minute, I've got to start the car because I'm going to have to do this while I'm driving. Such a stinker of a day. So, forgiveness please for car noises. Hopefully it won't be too bad. Just getting the heater on, getting some warm air onto my face. It's cold, it's dreich. Anyway, today's subject, never mind that. Today's subject is, topic I should say, is charities and why people make out that they are in support of a particular charity or organisation, but do nothing about it, really, in real terms, do nothing to support it properly. And I guess that's just down to human nature. Listen to any conversation about things and you'll hear people, you know, complain. Let's say people are complaining about something. Yes, that's not right. No, I don't agree with that. I'm not talking about charity here, I'm just talking about in general. No, that's not right. Yes, something needs done. I agree. Yeah, totally. We all agree. Yeah. But nobody does anything about it. I come across that so much in life, to the extent that there are so many people and groups of people that I know and have known over my life that I take little to do with, simply because of that, because they are what I call mumpers. Mumpers, to me, are people who mump and moan about things but do nothing about it, absolutely nothing. And they do this constantly. So you take that into the realms of charity and you'll find that someone mentions something about a charity or an organisation. Oh, aye, yeah. No, I agree with you on that, yeah. Oh, yeah, something needs done. They need help, these people. Well, something needs done. But they do nothing. So, and I'm not condemning people for that, because when it comes to charity in this country, in particular in this country, because I know it's different depending on what country you're in, and I know that Yana, who's at JN2N, will back me up on this, that in Germany, for example, they don't really know what all these charities are about in the UK. They just don't understand it, because the government, to a great extent, helps people out. So in other words, you shouldn't be out there collecting, you know, running marathons, jumping out planes, abseiling to buy a special piece of kit for a child's ward, or I'm just giving you examples here. But in this country, apparently, the government's quite happy for us all. So people get fed up, really, and so they'll mump and moan about things. But in reality, you know, once they walk away or get home, it's just the same old, same old. Yeah, I agree with what people are saying, that these people need help, or this charity needs help, but there's so much and I can't do it all. And after all, we get flooded every day, especially in the evenings. Every advert break is a different charity, and it just wears people down. Stuff through the mail, my God, shocking stuff. More money spent in administration than probably they've actually taken in for the charity. It's crazy, crazy stuff. So I understand that. I mean, we all do it, so it's not by means of me condoning people not putting real effort into anything. I mean, I believe that, even though I've mentioned the fact that we have far, far too many charities in this country, that you shouldn't do anything, you know. You should at least, if you can't do it, do one, pick one and make some effort towards it, you know. But that's human nature, so that's all I want to say now. But what I want to do is take this and tweak it a wee bit, if you like, or take a couple of tangents, but still within the charity realm. And one is why the same people never donate, never help in any way. Many of you know that my wife does charity work. She stands in all weathers and car boots to raise money, and I'm not promoting my wife in any way. There's thousands of people out there like my wife doing that. I've done in the past, we'll do in the future, but we've come, people donate goods, gifts. I've just picked up another bag. I'm on my way to pick up another bag from a, from another lady, and so it goes on. And it's the same people that, that donate. It's the same people that phone and say, my wife Mary, I've got some stuff for you. Can you get it picked up, or I'll bring it to you or something. It's the same people, and it's also the same people. I don't mean that it's always the same people. I don't mean that there isn't any growth in this. There is growth in it, you know, because every year there's more people get to find out about it through these same people, and they spread the word, and so the numbers grow. But if you take the reverse side of that, it's the same people that donate nothing. We have a church, a community here, well, you could call it that. And there are people in the church who know my wife and myself well, and know what she does, and have never donated so much as a broken saucer or cup in all the years she's done it. They've never bought a raffle ticket. They've never done anything towards it. Never. It's the same people again that never ever donate anything whatsoever, and I believe that those will be the same people who will never put money in a collection box or a charity or anything like that, because I can't understand that, because I wouldn't say they're part of the mumping and mourners, but they know what goes on in life, that and that people out there try to help. So look, everybody's got something in their cupboard that they don't use, an unwanted gift, anything at all. You're clear now. Everybody's got something. It doesn't matter what it is, you know. It could be an old trowel from the garden. You're not going to use again. You know, you've got a new one. But they will not donate anything. And that's it, one of the twists in that tale about charity, is what people will not do to help at all. They just haven't got it in them, but that's their nature. And should you condemn people for that? Well, to be honest, it's easy to condemn them and say, you know, why did they never do anything? Why did they never do anything at all? And so you could condemn them, but then you could say, well, it's just not in their makeup to give, to donate. And that's a way of acceptance of their nature. But in the same respect, surely, especially as you get older in life, you can appreciate that you can help. You don't need to donate money. You don't need to go out there and march and wear a special T-shirt or a wristband or a hairband. You don't need to do all that kind of stuff. You can do your own wee bit, and you can help by donating something, very little. Even if it just by means of helping to put through a few leaflets through your locality, you know, the street you live in, go and stick a few leaflets in, something like that. I mean, but it's all about just doing a wee bit, and it's the same people that I've found that do nothing, absolutely nothing. It's crazy. And one more twist before I go on this, and it's something I've never come to understand, although I can certainly understand to a certain extent, but it just gets to me, is why is it when someone loses a loved one to an illness, say it can be cancer or well, there's various forms of cancer, so let's just talk about cancer. There's 100 forms of cancer, and then there's other illnesses, but people, you know, lose their loved one, and all of a sudden they become campaigners and ambassadors for that particular illness. They're out chapping doors, they're standing on the street with tins, they've got T-shirts on, they're campaigning, they're doing their utmost and everything to highlight what they say, make out is highlight the illness. But they've only started doing it because they've lost a loved one. But they're the same people, because I've seen them, we have them in our town, I've met so many of them. One guy in particular who was never known for his charity, he's lost his wife, which was a sad case. He actually took 2 years off his life. He was a fully qualified dentist, and he took 2 years off his life to walk the streets, to walk and run marathons, to walk 100, 200 miles at a time, geared up with the advertising for her particular illness. But before that, wasn't interested. I mean, I know this because it came from the family. But I know so many people in my own town that I know for a fact wouldn't probably put a pound in a donations for that same charity that they've just lost their loved one to. But all of a sudden, they're just going to get out there and campaign and be ambassadors and rattle cans in your face. And that's what I don't get. Because you can't donate to everyone, but you can help and donate wherever you can. Do a wee bit. But this sudden explosion of... it's not your explosion of the illness or the attraction or campaigning of illness. It's you want everyone else to know. So all of a sudden, you, this individual, wants the whole of your locality, or maybe even wider spread than that, to know of the fact that you've lost a loved one through this illness and bring awareness to it. But these cancers are all there now. Prostate, breast cancer, I could go on and on and on. They're all there just now. And they have been for years. But they've done little or nothing about that in all the time leading up to the fact that they lost a loved one. And then it's all hell breaks loose because you've just got to get out there and promote and campaign. And some might say, well, that's a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing to bring awareness, but that awareness to cancer is there every day. It's on the radio every day. It's on the television every day. Adverts, promotions, campaigns for this, for that, the next thing. They're there. They have been for years and years. But all of a sudden, you want to be this massive campaigner and ambassador for a particular illness because you've lost a loved one. Why did you not do something beforehand? Why did you wait till you lost a loved one before you decided to show so much interest in a cancer or an illness? Why? I don't understand it. Anyway, a little bit of a rant on that, but then, and I'm not the most charitable person in the world, absolutely not, but I'll do what I can to help people, even if it's just picking up stuff for a charity or delivering stuff or standing at car boots or whatever. I put the odd pound into a collection tin, things like that. It doesn't take much. And I certainly, if I lost my wife, God forbid, to the illness that she has and has had since she was a young woman and has had to live with that all her life and is on medication for the rest of her life, if I lost my wife to that in the near future or whatever, I certainly will not be. I know the illness is there, and so many people do know. Although I have to say that the illness my wife has little or no awareness campaigns, advertising on the media. Absolutely not. I can't remember the last time I heard anyone even mention it on the television or radio. And it's very prolific, this illness. But I certainly would not start marching the streets, shaking cans and wearing t-shirts and that, because I know it's there. And if I can do what I can to help it now, well, she's living with it, and not wait till she dies and then go out in a massive campaign. I certainly would never do that, because I would just be the hypocrite along with those that I've just spoken about. Sad times, but there you go. Great subject. I believe it came from the wonderful Lee Storm at Nice to Find Good Coffee into FGC. And again, thanks to Sassy Cat for hosting the topics for us. Bye for now.